On today's show, Volkswagen is killing off the Phaeton, a thief at a Ford factory shuts the line down, and how California could cripple the market for autonomous cars. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for December 17th of 2015. Volkswagen is finally putting the Phaeton out to pasture. The car was a pet project of former chairman Ferdinand Piëch, but after he was ousted, no one else supported keeping the car in production. Back in August, VW said it was delaying the new model. Then it said it would come out with an all-electric version of the Phaeton. But now Bloomberg reports VW will stop making the car in March, and the plant in Dresden, Germany, where it's built, will be renovated to produce a new electric car. Maybe this is that EV. VW teased this image of an EV concept car it will reveal at the CES show next month in Las Vegas. The word on the street is that it's an electric microbus called the Bully. In other VW news, the company made a number of management changes in the wake of its diesel scandal. It named new heads to lead its R&D, sales, design, and production divisions. The number of top managers reporting to CEO Matthias Müller has been cut in half, which the company hopes will speed up decision-making and reduce complexity. The management changes take effect during the first quarter of next year. And how did a line worker at a Ford factory manage to steal enough parts to shut the line down?
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
With sales of electrified vehicles not hitting targets, Hyundai went down a little bit of a different path with the Tucson fuel cell, but that hasn't seemed to work out too well either. And now the automaker is taking another unique approach with the recently announced IONIQ, which we reported on last week. The car comes with the choice of a hybrid, plug-in hybrid, or full electric powertrain, which would be a first for a single body type vehicle. But we're also getting a much better idea of what the car will look like. As you can see, Hyundai is going for a more mainstream look with the IONIQ, much like Chevy has done with the Volt. It's said to carry the automaker's signature hexagonal grille and have class-leading aerodynamic performance, but it will also get new headlamps with C-shaped DRLs. Inside, Hyundai has gone for a clutter-free appearance with what it calls a logical layout of control functions. The IONIQ will first be shown in early 2016. Did you ever hear that Johnny Cash song, One Piece at a Time? It's about an auto worker who steals parts, one piece at a time, to build his own Cadillac. Well, here's the modern-day equivalent. A Ford employee took stealing to such an extreme that he shut down an assembly plant. It all started back in late 2013 when Ford's Ohio assembly plant, which currently makes medium-duty trucks, unexpectedly ran out of tire pressure monitor sensors. It turns out this guy was stealing them. In fact, he was able to nab about 8,000 of them with a total value of over $500,000. He was then selling them on eBay at big discounts all over the world. But don't worry, justice will be served. Ford called the police, they called the FBI, and the guy was just indicted last week. Hey, don't forget to tune into a very merry Autoline After Hours today at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be handing out presents and lumps of coal to people in the auto industry, and we're going to have the Motor City Corral in the studio to add to the festivities. Join John, Gary, and friends as they bring a little bit of Christmas into Autoline After Hours. Coming up next, John takes a look at how California could screw up the market for autonomous cars.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
California's Department of Motor Vehicles just came out with regulations for autonomous cars that represent Silicon Valley's worst nightmare. The DMV says these cars need a lot more testing before the public can use them. Even though 32,000 Americans are killed and 2.2 million are injured in car crashes every year with human beings behind the wheel, the California DMV is afraid that autonomous cars may not be safe enough. It's mandating that driverless cars have to have a driver. Plus, those drivers will have to get a special license, and automakers will have to submit monthly reports on the safety and usage of each and every one of those cars. I tell you, this is a bureaucrat's dream come true. Meanwhile, Texas is welcoming autonomous cars with open arms, which is why Google started testing its cars in Austin earlier this year. Unless California's DMV comes to its senses, look for automakers and suppliers to make Austin their center of attention, not Silicon Valley. You know, this is what autonomous proponents have been dreading for years, that a lack of federal legislation would lead the states to fill in the void with their own regulations. The last thing the automotive industry wants to see is 50 sets of different regulations instead of one federal rule. All you have to do is look at the regulatory nightmare created by the California Air Resources Board with its ZEV mandate to understand why the auto industry is so gun-shy. As the U.S. Department of Transportation and NHTSA demand that the auto industry make safer cars, they need to take a step back and recognize that their lack of regulatory action could delay the most significant safety technology of all time. As the DMV, the DOT, and the NHTSA all wring their hands wondering what to do, the body count continues to climb. So my message to you is, we lose by waiting. Anyway, that's how I see it. And as always, I welcome your input. But that brings us to the end of today's report. Thank you for watching and for making AutoLine Daily a part of your day.